Welcome to New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, where we envision to build a biblical community of loving believers, which have a personal relationship with God and each other, modeling the pattern of lifestyle of Jesus Christ. Join us now as we prepare our hearts and minds to hear and receive the Word of God from the man of God, Senior Pastor Reverend Nathaniel Wood.
My brothers and my sisters, we are living in a day where I believe that the line between God's patience and His wrath is being crossed. I believe that our nation's leaders and our current president has already crossed the line into God's impending wrath. With all of the ungodly, insane, and irrational moves that are taking place within our country and countries around the world, I believe that America is on the downward road to destruction. The things that we are witnessing today are some of the actions and behaviors that the prophet Obadiah witnessed in his day. Obadiah, whose name means servant of the Lord, was given a vision by God, which declared God's judgment of the proud nation of Edom and the restoration of Israel to the promised land. You see, the Edomites took advantage of the fall of Jerusalem to Babylon in 586 BC. After the Babylonians entered and ransacked the city of Jerusalem, the Edomites, looking down their noses at the people of Israel, entered the city and plundered the land, pillaged the homes of the survivors, killed some of the survivors, and captured some and turned them over or deported them to the Babylonian raiders. Deacons, what made the crimes that the Edomites committed against Israel even worse was the fact that they were kin, they were family, they were relatives. They were both the offspring of Abraham. They were the descendants of Jacob or Israel, and Esau, which means Edom, which means red. God says through Obadiah in verse 10, because of the violence against your brother Jacob, you will be covered with shame. You will be destroyed forever. Now, Reverend Jones, it's bad enough when an enemy comes against you, but it is really bad when your own family or your own nation comes against you. Even as I speak, our nation, our government is ramping up troops to enter into some of our larger democratic cities to gather up and deport people who supposedly pose a threat to our current government's security. And many who are being gathered up are legitimately here in our country, but solely on their hue or their ethnicity are being singled out for deportation. Well, God determined that the Edomites had crossed the line between his patience and his wrath. They had gone too far in their negative treatment and actions against God's children, Israel. And my brothers and sisters, we must be careful how we treat God's people. For we can go too far, and God will say, I will repay for the ill will done to my people. Well, somebody might be asking, well, Pastor Wood, what did the Edomites do that crossed the line between God's patience and his wrath? Let me tell you, first of all, the Edomites became deceived by pride. Let me say that again. The Edomites became deceived by pride. Verse 3 of our text says, the pride of your heart hath deceived you. You see, the Edomites' pride was based upon where they were situated and where they were located. The Bible said they lived in high places. They thought that because of where they were located, that they were better than anyone else and that they were secure where they were. And my brothers and sisters, let me warn you today, don't be deceived by pride. You know why? You can be up today and down today. You may have a big job title, make plenty of money, live in a gated community, drive the most expensive car, and dress in the finest of fashions. But when you become overcome with pride, pride can lead to your swift downfall. Psalm 16 verse 18 states, pride goeth before destruction, and an haughty spirit before a fall. The Edomites' inordinate pride gave them an undue sense of self-sufficiency. New Providence and friends, do you know what self-sufficiency is? Self-sufficiency is an attitude of life that thinks you are where you are and you own what you own, and you become what you are today because of your own hard work, your own intellectual ability, your own diligence, and your own decision making. Self-sufficiency is that pride of life that may say with words that you trust God and that you are obedient to Him, but it communicates with your actions and attitudes that you don't need God. In other words, New Providence and friends, it's the attitude of thinking that it is all right to hang out with God and His people a little while on Sundays. But that's all God's going to get. Somebody say, Lord, have mercy. All that I'm saying to you today is don't become deceived by pride. Secondly, the Edomites thought that they were untouchable. Somebody say they thought they were untouchable. Verse 3 tells us that the Edomites thought and said, who can bring me or us down to the ground? Obadiah prophesies, the pride of your heart has deceived you. You who live in the clefts of the rocks and make your home on the heights. You who say to yourself, who can bring me down to the ground? Though you soar like the eagle and make your nest along the stars, from there I will bring you down, declares the Lord. Whenever a nation or a person believes or feels that they are untouchable, they have crossed the line between God's mercy and His wrath. The Edomites boasted based on their geographical position that no one would be able to bring them down to the ground. They focused their attention on the rock fortress that they were living in. But they forgot about the one who made the rocks and made the mountains. They dismissed the reality that they would ever have to answer to God for the sinful treatment of His people. They thought that they were untouchable. But God showed them that no matter what a nation or person does or say, that He always will have the final word. I don't know about you, but I'm so glad that God always has the final word. Don't you ever think that you can strategies get to a place where God can't touch you? Why, Pastor Wood? Because my God is too high that you can't get over him. Too low, you can't get around him, under him. And too wide, that you can't get around him. I like how David says in Psalm 139. He says, where can I go from your spirit? Where can I flee from your presence? If I go up to the heavens, you are there. If I make my bed in the depths, you are there. If I rise on the wings of the dawn, if I settle on the far side of the sea, even there your hand will guide me. Your right hand will hold me fast. In other words, there's nowhere, tell your neighbor, nowhere you can hide from God. He can touch you no matter where you are, no matter where you're hiding, no matter where you go, his reach can reach you. I'm through. I only got 2 points today. But as I close this morning's sermon, I don't know how you feel about it, but I don't personally want to cross the line into God's judgment upon my life. Now, I will be the first to admit that I have done and said some things that I deserved God's wrath. And it's not only me, but all of us in here have done and said some things that we surely deserve God's wrath. But I thank God for his mercy. Is there anybody here who thanks God for his mercy? I don't know about you, but I don't want or need God's hand of judgment upon my life. But I certainly want, and I certainly need, his hands of grace, his hands of mercy to hold me fast. I'm so glad that God has given all of us his grace. Are you glad to have God's grace? God's unmerited favor in your life. It was grace that woke us up this morning. God's grace started us on our way. God's grace kept us when we were about to fall. God's grace kept us when we thought there was no hope. God's grace provided for us when we saw no way of provision coming our way. I don't know about you, but I thank God for his grace. It was his grace that allowed us to make it to church today. His grace keeps us going from day to day. That's why the hymn writer wrote, "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." And I like the other version where it said, "Amazing grace will always be my song of praise. For it was grace that bought my liberty. I'll never know why Jesus came to love me so. But I'm so glad. He looked beyond my faults. Yes, and saw my needs. Say yeah, say yeah, say yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to pray for our nation. We need to pray for our president. Every day, I don't even think that joker sleeps. Every day he comes out with something else to try to destroy, take away and hurt those who are poor, those who need benefits, need help every day. But I'm telling you, New Providence, God will have the final say. I know that there are several people here in our church who has been affected by job losses, cuts, have watered down and have come to rest on some of our disciples' laps. And I want to encourage you, don't let this temporary setback. Hallelujah. Did you hear what I said? Don't let this temporary setback cause you to give up hope. Because as long as God is on the throne, and he's on the throne, he's still on it. He can provide your needs, and he can open a window, and if not a window, he can open a door for you to walk in, and you'll be blessed beyond measure.
We know that you have been blessed through the hearing of God's word on this day. We invite you to join us at New Providence Missionary Baptist Church, located at 4813 Hilltop Needmore Road, Fuquay, Varina, North Carolina. For more information, you can contact our ministry at 919-552-3531 or visit our website at www.newprovidencebaptist.com. Thank you for joining us, and be blessed.